Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, no matter where you're listening, around the world, this is Sedona Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, this is Helena Steiner-Hornstein with the Above and Beyond. I'm here with a guest today, and her name is Joanne Kilmartin. Are you there, Joanne?
Yes, I am, Helena. Thank you for having me.
Oh, great. And thank you. And I met Joanne, was it a year or so ago? And the first thing about was that she, when I asked her, what are you doing? I always ask everyone what they're doing for profession. And she said, oh, I have a machine. And it sounded very, very intriguing, so I wanted to know more about the machine. And eventually I had a demonstration, and I found out a little bit more about the machine. And I would like Joanne to tell me a little bit more about the machine. As you all know, I'm a medical intuitive, and I'm seeing things my way. But evidently, what I understand, your machine can see that what I see also. Is that so, Joanne?
Yes, absolutely. It does what you do, where you are picking up on energy and you can see things or feel things. The machine does the same thing. It's similar to the way analyzing a car would be today. You know, you can take a car in and they can plug it in to an electronic device and it will check everything that's wrong with the car, tell you what batteries are down and what's not working. Well, the human body is the same way. We're just energetic beings. And the one thing that was always missing from medicine was that there was very little accuracy. Everything was a guessing game. And so this machine took the guessing out of it. You actually can hook people up with electrodes, and it will scan the body up and down, and it will actually find the frequencies of the various diseases. And let's say sometimes you have a lack of something, a lack of a vitamin or too much of a vitamin. Whatever's going on with you, it will pick it up.
And I think that's amazing, yes. And again, me, myself, as a medical intuitive, I can do about the same thing. I just don't see the exact diagnosis, and I'm not telling anyone I'm doing a diagnosis. What I'm doing, I see the blockages. So your machine can see the blockages in the human body as well.
Yes, and then it identifies them because the computer program is so huge, and it was invented by a gentleman that used to work for NASA. So he has top grade, you know, information and research at his fingertips. And he's been doing this for about 25 years. And what led him to build this machine was that he had a son, Daniel, that was born with autism. And he traced the autism back to the fact that his wife, during her pregnancy, had been taking not thalidomide, because they just had taken that off the market, but the new drug to replace that. And that caused the autism in their son. And he said, you know, I don't want people to be subject to this sort of problem. I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to finding a solution for this. And it appears that he has. I mean, this technology is at least 100 years ahead of its time. It's very difficult for a lot of people to understand, who do not understand naturopathic medicine and holistic medicine.
Yeah, and I know what you're talking about. I see the same thing with myself. It's hard for people to understand anything that is outside of the box. And I'm fascinated by the story. Is this an American, or this man, since it was with NASA, is he an American?
Yes, he
who
is.
Invented the machine?
Yes, he is. But his business now is located in Budapest, Hungary, where he has an entire city block of researchers, scientists, mathematicians, and they do these calculations as new diseases and things come up. They plug them into the machine, and then we get our update.
Yeah. So how do you do this? How big is the machine? Is it a big thing or is it a little thing? Of course, I've seen it, so I know, but maybe you should tell my listeners, or our listeners rather, how it looks like.
Well, I work with this machine basically as an educational tool here in the United States. I don't diagnose or treat anybody here. And the machine, I travel with it. It's a laptop, and connected to that is what they call a frequency converter box, and then wires with electrodes that are attached to the individual. So you would have electrodes attached at your forehead, at your ankles, and at your wrists. And it's totally non-invasive. You don't feel anything. You sit there, you can relax. And I personally like to take, if somebody wants a thorough education on what has happened to them since the day they were born all the way up to now and potential problems in the future, then it takes about 2 hours. That's what I like to do. You can do a very quick view and education for somebody, maybe what's going on with them right now. Have them look at the machine, and in 15 minutes, they'll learn quite a bit about themselves.
Well, I would say. And you get a printout of this?
Well, some people, I think, do printouts, but they're extremely complicated. I mean, the printouts would equal somewhere in the neighborhood of 16 pages, 8 pages fine print, every line filled up, and it's extremely complicated. And part of what makes this machine interesting to work with, and I've been doing this for 6 years, is how I'm able to interpret it. Because what I see on the screen, somehow, like what you see in a person, what you feel, if you're next to somebody, you know that they're sad. And they're not crying, but you know that they're sad because you feel that sad energy. Same thing with this machine. I somehow know what information that's up on the screen that applies to them.
So you know it, or the machine is telling you. So does it mean that you are also working with your own intuitive powers? You are a woman. I mean, women have intuitive powers. You're working with this as well?
Well, I would rather say there is some of that, but more of it is the connection with the universal energy, because every one of us, according to the super string theory, from here to the end of the universe is connected 100% of the time. We're all connected.
Yeah.
So when you're working with someone, they're connected to the machine, then I'm connected to them and the machine, and we are connected to everything and everyone, including the universal knowledge. So that knowledge somehow comes through, and I'm able to interpret it. A person that's not open, let's say a medical doctor, for instance, who's been trained only in how to prescribe and how to understand drugs and how to do surgeries, and they're wonderful at that. They're so talented. But it's outside the box. This is outside the box of what they're used to. So they're not going to understand how to do this unless they get trained.
Yeah, I understand. And we will continue in a little bit, Joanne. We have a caller, and we'll see what this caller has to say.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh,
hello. Yes, are you there?
Yes.
This is Helena.
Oh, hi. My name is Patricia. I'm calling from Florida.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Patricia.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, and I'm here with my guest, Joanne Kilmartin, and she has this incredible machine that you have heard about. It connects to people, and she can see on the screen what's wrong with this person. You have a question, Patricia?
Yes, I have a question about this machine. Is this machine available here in the United States or just in Hungary?
That's a very good question. Joanne, is this machine available in the United States? So anyone can buy it, and it may help them in their work. What kind of work do you do, Patricia?
Well, myself, I'm a hands-on healer.
Hmm?
I train on Barbara Brennan School of Healing. So
oh, I see.
Yes. And
very
I also
good.
Work with a physician as well. So, I was curious because it sounds amazing, and I was wondering if this is, you know, available here for people to have either buying a machine or have a reading, maybe.
Yes, it sounds wonderful. Joanne, could we get this machine in this country?
Yes. I will give the audience the information on that. The machine, Patricia, is available all over the world. And the best place, you can actually get a free demonstration and over the internet sort of meet the inventor, let's say. You'll go to www, and that's QX subspace, S as in Sam, U, B as in boy, S as in Sam again, P as in Paul, A as in apple, C as in cat, E.com. qxofspace.com, and there you'll be able to find out all of the other practitioners here in the United States and anywhere in the world. And then there's another section called representatives, where if you'd like to buy a machine, you can buy them through them, because I don't sell the machine.
Joanne, could you also give your email address in case people will miss this site?
Yes, if you do have any other questions, you can write me at medicalenergetics@gmail.com.
Okay.
Okay, got that. Just curious, how much you charge for the reading, you know, once you do this two-hour investigation in person?
Everybody charges a different price because everybody has a different way of doing it, and the prices, depending on who you pick, you'll go to that list on the computer and find someone. It's anywhere from $125 for, let's say, they might do 15 or 30 minutes, up to $1,000 for 2 or 3 hours. So it just depends on who you're using and the degree of experience they have with the machine.
And this is a very expensive machine then, I presume.
Yeah, I believe now they're selling somewhere in the neighborhood of anywhere from $16,000 to $20,000, depending how much equipment you buy with it, because you can hook up an electrocardiogram to it. You can hook up a prenatal a fetal monitor. There are many, many attachments that you can use with this equipment, and I don't use that, but I just use it, as I said, for educational purposes here in the United States so that people can be more familiar with their bodies, and then when they do go to their doctors, they can educate their doctor and tell them exactly what's going on with them, so the doctor will know what route to take then.
Yeah, and how do doctors feel about your machine? Have you told doctors about it, Joanne?
Well, yes. Actually, most of my clients here in the U.S. are referrals from doctors, and they tend to send their best friends, their family members, and they themselves come. When they have a difficult case that they can't figure out what's going on, they'll send them or come to me directly. And so I have quite a bit of experience with doctors. I've dealt with them in New York City, in Atlanta, here in Florida. So and overseas, people are much more open to this technology. I did my training in China, and in China, I was training with 61 medical doctors, and they use this machine in the hospitals over there. So it's
Course, I can see how one would do this. I mean, technology today, the regular tests that we are making with the blood tests and drawing blood and looking at the blood, it's not enough.
That's right.
So now here you get a whole machine that tells you a whole story about this person just from no sticking pins into anyone. I think that sounds very, very nice.
Yes.
And also you get a description. What did you say?
Oh, it also does the blood. It also will do dark field analysis and give you an overview of the blood. And I it seems to me that after people go to the doctors and they get the lab test, they match up every single time with what was in their reading on the machine.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I have heard about similar machines in Europe. They haven't done everything exactly what you have mentioned, but the machines are around, and they're not handled by medical doctors. They're handled by other people in the alternative field. So it's kind of sad that many people cannot get the proper diagnosis because this method is not yet known. What do you say?
Yeah, well, it's hard, too. When you spend hundreds of thousands of dollars as an investment in your education and in your equipment to be a doctor, it's very difficult to walk away from all of that and learn and understand something new, which the training for this, I've been training since I was 5 years old, because since my first experience as a doctor, I began looking into things. I had an uncle who was my pediatrician in New York, and I felt such love come from him and such sincerity that he must have been doing what you do. He must have known what was wrong with me without giving me a checkup, because he told me, and I believed him, and it was true what he said, and it didn't surface for many years later. He said I had a problem with my heart, which, sure enough, it came to the surface later, but as the years passed, I noticed that none of the other doctors that I went to were like him, and I wasn't able to communicate with them, and they never seemed to diagnose me properly. And then I had a very good experience again in Colorado with an excellent doctor, and then I had another one here in Florida, excellent doctor. But there are a lot less of them that understand this. And I did train a doctor one time who bought this machine and was having a difficult time. I spent about 8 solid hours with him, and he could not get himself around the idea of how this worked. He thought it should just be, you know, press a button, press the next button, you know, step one, step two, step three, and it's not like that.
So what you're saying, you still have to use some form of feminine intuition with the machine to make it work really, really nicely.
Yes, I think so. I think so. Like yourself, you know, you're with a person and ideas and thoughts come to you, and maybe they look at you a certain way or twitch or whatever it is, and then you go to that place to see what's going on with that. And that's how this machine works, it seems.
You know, I also see, like on a screen, what is wrong with people. But again, I don't know the diagnosis. I don't say this is it. I just see blockages. And people ask what's wrong. I say, I just see a blockage. And then what I, in quote, do, I remove those blockages and intuitively. And lo and behold, it disappears. People get well. And it's not that I'm promising anything or I'm doing anything. And it's just that the energies are working together. Like you said, we all belong to this oneness, this universe of one. And when we connect to that, all of us at the same time, and have this higher intention of getting well, it works. So
yes, I had a wonderful experience with you. My first meeting you, Helena was referred to me by a friend. And I was so excited to go and see her because she was so highly recommended. And I actually had a specific problem I wanted to work on when I got to her office. And on my way, I had a real miracle happen, because what I think happened was that our energies were already connecting and already working before I even got to Helena.
And, you know, I hear this all the time. People make appointments or they connect with me on their way to the office, and I hear it from almost everyone. They said, oh, the healing started even before I got to see you, before, you know, when I was sitting waiting for you. Or once we have made the appointment over the telephone, then it already began. And yes. I cannot quite explain this, you know, in a logical way. And, of course, with your machine, and that's the difference between the machine and myself, that the machine can actually put black on white, explaining what's happening, whereas I work in an area without words. I'm in that higher realm of energy where things just happen and are done. But when I come back here to this realm, here where I'm right now, sitting in a chair, I cannot recollect anything. I don't even know what happened. But the result is there in people. But the area within people that I'm working on is in a different level. It's not on the surface. It's somewhere in the dimensional you. And that one, that part of you is being changed and altered. But it takes a little while before it works itself up to this realm here where you and I are right now, to the surface, so to speak. So that could take a few days or weeks even, or hours, or it's very, very quick. I don't decide that. It depends on yourself, how well you receive.
And I think a way to explain what you're talking about, this connection of energy, is that let's go to a scientific explanation of it and say, pick up your cell phone and you dial a number in China. Now, even before we had satellites, 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you were able to still connect to another phone over in China without lines being connected. Well, the actual scientific technology of that is called radionics. And radionics is where these energy waves travel across any distance. The only thing that they need is, I would call it intention. So the intention is that number 5432122 is going to connect with, you know, telephone number, whatever it is in China.
Yeah.
And the intention of those two energy fields and waves then connect with one another. And once they're connected, you have complete communication. Well, same with your work. Your intention person.
Yeah. This is what everything is about that I'm trying to explain, that everything is of a higher intention. So when people come to me and they want to get well, and I'm connecting with them and their wish, and I'm also sending out that higher intention, and then things happen. Now, what I see also, I see history. And, of course, they haven't told me a thing about their history, but this is what I'm seeing in their energy field or even in their chakra. I'm seeing history. And, for instance, let's say they have a bad pancreas and they're suffering from diabetes, and I'm looking into their third chakra, which is in the solar plexus, which actually controls the organs around the waist. And then I'm seeing, historically, this is exactly what is the cause and effect. Historically, you were a diabetic in a previous lifetime. And this is why you today still have not healed that condition. And it just comes back here. So history plays a great deal in the process, the way I'm seeing it. Do you see that too with the machine, that you see history as important?
Oh, absolutely, because it does go back into the, it even goes into the history of when you were in your mother's womb to show that if she had a trauma, it affected you, and in what way did it affect you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, and that's about, I mean, it can go back further, but it's a little bit difficult for people to grasp that concept. So when you're working with a machine, you tend to stick to the more black and white thing because they
are. And of course, this is what I'm seeing, the history in people. And many people who, for instance, died screaming, and that can happen, they come back here into this lifetime as what you call crying babies. You know, some babies never stop crying, and they cry for a long, long time, for months and months, until they kind of wake up and say, oh, but I'm alive, I'm okay, and then they stop crying. I've seen that several times when people have brought me children wondering, why are they crying? Why is my baby always crying? And then I have looked into the baby and just seen, oh, my God, this baby in a previous lifetime just screamed itself to death and has not actually woken up from that condition and is still screaming. So we very, very often come back or wake up. I had someone down here. He had a situation where he had three places of pain in his stomach. And it was bad, and he had it as a child, and it continued as a grown-up. And I just had one look at him, and I said, oh, God, look at this. He didn't even want to tell me, like some men, they want to test you. They don't want to tell you what's wrong, what the symptoms are. So he said, well, you find out. I said, you're so good. So I looked at him and saw those three places in his stomach. And I just said straight out, you have three places in your stomach that hurt you, and no one knows what's wrong with you and why you have those three places. It doesn't fit in with any organs. It's just right there. And then I saw an image how he was a young man in the American Civil War, and he represented the South, and someone from the North just came and shot him three times at very close range, right in the stomach, and he fell, and he died knowing that he had heard the three shots and it must have hit his stomach, and he tried to feel the places and felt the places for the shots, for the bullets. And that went through his mind when he died, and when he came back into this lifetime, that was still in his soul and in his mind memory, in his cellular memories, that he had pain in three places in his stomach, and he had heard those three shots. So it was really sitting there. So what one has to do in this situation is just to begin to remove the memory, and then people heal.
Exactly.
Isn't this exciting? I find stories like this so exciting. I see we have another caller, area code 410. Hello, area code 410. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. And you you had a question for Joanne or for myself?
For yourself, please.
Okay, I'm here.
I'm having some problems with my uterus, and I was going to see what you might pick up around that. I'm having some bleeding and so forth.
Did you say with your uterus?
Yes.
Yeah. And then I'm seeing right. Can you say your first name? Then it's easier for me to see.
Julia.
Julia. Okay. Thank you, Julia. And again, and I'm seeing it's lots of darkness on what is on the right side. It's like shadow. Have you been to medical doctor? I always say that first, and you always should go to medical doctor before you try anything alternative. Did you go to medical doctor?
Yes, but they don't ever seem, they say that they see fibroids sometimes.
Yeah. Have they suggested the DNC? I'm not a medical doctor, so I cannot suggest these things. But it seems that it needs to be kind of cleaned up. I see a lot of cloud. And if you were with me now as my patient, and I can just do that right now, I can just kind of start to sweep you. And again, for me, it's not necessary to actually see exactly what is wrong. I'm just seeing it, and what I'm doing, I'm beginning to remove the clouds that I'm seeing and beginning to sweep here. And by the way, if anyone has more questions for me, you can email me at Activail, that is ACT for Tom, IV for Victor, ALE at gmail.com. Or go to my website and go from there, speakingtoyourheart.com or bodysoulconnection.com. That is body soul connection or speakingtoyourheart.com. Now, Julia, I'm beginning to see that the so-called cloud that I'm seeing is beginning to be green, and I'm not doing anything except for that the energies are now changing, and the green color always means that it is a healing energy coming in. So, and now I'm brushing off, and I will remember you now a little bit. I remember this energy, so after the show I will check on you a little bit more.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. And shall we ask Joanne, what do you say, Joanne? Could you connect your machine long distance with the energy of this person?
Yes, it's the same thing. It's it's radionics again. It's just energy. And I had actually some of my most successful patients have been people I have never met before in other countries or other states. And to the point where after we get through with, let's say, a two-hour session, I don't even have to stay on the phone with them. I can call them back, tell them what the machine said. And with that, I will recommend that they go see a doctor or a toxicologist is my favorite form of doctor, because they seem to know everything there is to know about the human body and about all the poisons that today suppress our immune system. And how to take these poisons out at the cellular level. And the work that you do is the same thing. The difference is there's some people who don't connect with that, so they've got to go to a doctor to see it happening and watch the blood change and all of that. So for those people, I do send them to a toxicologist.
Yeah, that's good. I always tell people, go to a doctor first, let them see what they could do. If that doesn't help, yes, then you're so welcome to see me or to connect with me. So, okay, yes. Julia, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Right, bye-bye.
Yes, relating to what you just mentioned about being able to do this long distance.
Yeah.
I had a son, a 20-year-old son, and he called me a couple of months ago, and he wasn't sounding right on the phone. He had a very raspy voice, like he was sick, and I said, why have you been sounding like this the last few times I talked to you? And he said, well, I don't know. I think it's the allergies that I have this time of the year. And I said, well, did anybody in your apartment complex, are they sick there? No. Is anybody in the house you used to live in sick like this? No. Anyone at your work? And he said, no. I said, well, let me check you on the machine. I'll call you back in just a few minutes because it doesn't take that long to do a quick checkup. So the machine clearly stated that he had carbon monoxide poisoning, which, as most of you know, comes from automobiles, but, you know, or it could come in your house if the gas is leaking. So I called him right back, and I said, it seems like the only variable is that your car, you're in it all the time, and these other people you work with and live with are not in your car. So I want you to take it to the dealership immediately and have them check the exhaust system.
Yeah.
So I didn't tell him what it said, but he called me from the dealership, and they said, in fact, his exhaust manifold, the entire thing, catalytic converter had rusted out, and that carbon monoxide was escaping up to the passenger seat. And even to this day, after working almost 6 years with this machine, when these things happen, I still don't believe it. I know that it works. I know that it's accurate, but it's still hard to believe. Because
yes,
we're not trained that way to believe in these things.
And this is so sad that we have to believe it with this little place in our brains called the logic. And the logic isn't that important, you know. I always talk about our dimensional brain. And brain, to me, is something I love to work with. And for years I said, oh, all organs have a place up in the brain, and actually I don't have to touch the organs with my energy. I just go to the place in the brain that controls, for instance, the liver and the heart and whatever. And it has proved to have to work just as well. So brain to me is absolutely wonderfully interesting, what hides in our brain. And in part of our brain, the way I see it, and I see it for me like past lifetimes, I see it on the left side of the brain, that's like a little cassette player that plays pieces of your past lifetimes. Like a little film snippet, and then I see what happened and why people have something wrong with them. And the past need not be necessarily in a past lifetime, and many people have problems with that. But once I explain to them what it really means with so-called past lifetime, and I do that in the seminars, even someone who has refused to believe in reincarnation believes in the explanation. But it's a little bit more complicated than just, oh, I have lived as so-and-so before and so on. No, it doesn't quite work with that. There is a universal energy, and all of our energies is in that. And when we come to this world, so to speak, we pick up on those individual energies to refine it. And once we have refined it, our purpose is done here on Earth. And this, in a way, I'm calling evolution, you know, how we all the time are refining our memories and refining them and refining them, which is so interesting and so exciting. But it could be, you know, sometimes I've seen people with situations in this lifetime that it could be a remnant from childhood, even. And childhood, something that happened in that childhood. And many times, people who are now bald, for instance, I couldn't say old people, but young people who turn bald all of a sudden, and no one knows why, I've seen that has often been caused by a childhood memory, and we have gone into that. I see we have another caller here. Are you there, Joanne?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. And I have, are you 771? Or oh, there's someone, I don't understand how to pick that up. So I just want to make sure that I don't disconnect you. There is someone there, but it has a funny sign on it. I don't know why. I'm going to take it anyway. Hello, you're on the air, area code 917.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, yes.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And with whom am I speaking?
My name is Ezel.
Ezel, okay. And Ezel, where do you live?
I live in Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta. Okay, nice to meet you. Do you have a question for me or for my guest, Joanne Kilmartin?
I was just calling in to give my experience with the QX.
Okay.
With the machine, yeah, it just.
Do you have the same machine?
Yeah, no, I know somebody who does. I've been using it for a few years, and it's really beneficial. I just wanted to call in and say that I really believe in it, and it's been really nice to have a few times.
Well, that's wonderful.
What's the best thing that ever happened to you with the machine? What did you like the best?
It's really relevant for the time. If something's going on and you really want to figure out immediately what's happening with you, it's very good. And sometimes it's almost, I'm not sure how, but sometimes it's almost psychic. It can tell you what's going to happen, something, or what's going through the motions with your body. So it's been really beneficial.
And how do you use it for yourself, or do you use it professionally on others?
Oh, just for myself, not professionally. Maybe some friends and people like that here and there, but definitely not professionally. I haven't had time.
Oh, great. Any comments, Joanne?
Well, I was wondering, how old are you and what do you do that you know about?
I am 25, and I'm a musician.
Okay.
I have a lot of wear and tear on my body, and I travel a lot, so it's been really good. Sometimes when I feel like I have a depletion of certain minerals or something going on, I can get on and tell me what I'm lacking or what I need, and emotionally, those sort of things sometimes too, what I need to focus on.
Oh, so it's been able to key into emotionally sometimes how you're feeling or what's bothering you so that you can clear it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
That, Helena brought that up in her last conversation, and that really is the source of all of our problems, whether it's from a past life or this lifetime, is that it's how we react to things and our emotion about the things that are happening to us. So that if one person has cancer, and another person has cancer, but one person says, well, I can get rid of this, they will. And the other person says, no, I have cancer. And they believe they will keep it, they will. So your emotions are very important.
Well, absolutely. And I see this a lot, how cancer actually happens after you have some big stress situations, particularly with women and breast cancer. Very many times I ask them, did you go through a divorce about 2 years ago? Or did you lose your husband about 2 years ago or a year and a half ago? And yes, something like this has practically always happened. And talking about history again, and I have a kind of interesting little story to tell, because I love stories and people love stories. And that was a young woman who came to me, and no one can understand why she had breast cancer. She was only like 21, and she had just had a baby, and as soon as she had the baby, they found out she had breast cancer. It seemed to just pop up like that. And she came to me, and I looked at her, and when I looked at her, I saw the energy. I saw just like a vision of a man standing behind her, holding on to her shoulders really hard. She didn't notice this, and no one else could see this, but this was the dimensional picture that I could see of her. And immediately I got the message, this was her husband in a previous lifetime. She lived with him, they had a baby, but the baby died quite soon. And the husband blamed her, and his family blamed her, and she kind of grieved herself to death. And as soon as she had a baby in this lifetime, that memory, the energy of that memory, was brought up, and she somehow established or manifested a breast cancer. And now she didn't die. She had a surgery, and once she had the surgery, everything was fine. And once she knew why she had this condition, that was fine too. So,
yeah.
She had the stress of the baby, but the stress of the previous lifetime came up as soon as she had the baby.
Have
so memories are, again, so important.
Yes. And, Edgel, have you ever had experiences with anything like that?
Maybe not directly. Nothing that just jumps right out at me, but I think all that stuff, as far as life or past life or even early childhood experiences, or the emotions definitely carry over into everything. I think that, you know, you have to be able to clear those things and understand them, you know, otherwise it'll manifest into other problems.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so great that you called in, because people that are usually older, you know, are so trained in the box kind of thing about medicine and all, and about emotions too. Sometimes they've spent 50, 60 years hiding their emotions, and you just brought up a point that the most important thing is to face your emotions, face your feelings, and with that you can live a very healthy, happy life. And people,
I think so. I think talking to people about your experiences, even as painful as it might be at first, is the best thing you can do. Just literally, you know, sharing it with as many people as you can that can relate to it is the best way to not only clear it, but teach other people at the same time. But, you know, not talking about it is the worst thing you can do, I think.
That's very true. Then it piles up inside, and then it's like old murky waters. It just piles up, and you get all that dirt in it.
Absolutely.
So, So, well, thank you so much for calling, and get back with us some other time.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
So, Joanne, again, the fascination with this machine, I'm sure that so many people are wondering right now, is that for real? Is that for real? And I believe that also. And I did the testing with you just to check it out. And I must say, I wasn't quite so sure about a machine. But then it said something that I thought was so fascinating about, you right now have a legal situation that kind of absorbs your mind a little bit. And I thought, well, how the heck did the machine know that?
It even related to the, it did do that. That's right. Now that
And so it seems to pick up on on various variations. I do that, of course, also. I can pick up very easily, you know, on the surrounding and family situations. And I think the old-time doctors, you know, the old family doctors, they came to people's homes and they saw what was going on and they knew exactly what the problem would be. Nowadays, when you sit in line and the doctors know nothing about your personal life, it's probably much, much harder to give that diagnosis, don't you think?
Absolutely, and that saying, healer, you know, be thy own physician, is so important. People have got to take their power back in every respect of their lives today. They've got to realize that nobody knows your body better than you do, and what you have to do before you go see a doctor is take the time to analyze and feel, what is it I'm feeling? You know, write down a little journal of what has happened to you so that when you get to that doctor, you can clearly explain what's going on. Otherwise, his job is just going to be to guess, and that doesn't do you any good, because then he begins to give you medications for the wrong things that cause other problems.
And I see this very, very much too. Now, I have people who, I lost track of what I was going to say, but people do come to me many times and they wonder if they can help others through them. For instance, if they have a sick child at home, could I work on the child through, for instance, the mother? And I don't think the machine could do that, could you? Like, for instance, you have the mother and the mother has a sick child in another city, for instance, and could you work on that sick child through the mother? But then
The mother could be with me, but the information that I have to give the machine is like me giving a phone another phone number. I've got to put in the child's birth date, name, and place of birth so that it can go find that child's energy, and then, yes, we can do the work, but it wouldn't be through the mother.
Because, you know, for me that's quite easy to do through, for instance, the mother, as long as the mother is open. If the mother doesn't believe one thing, it's not going to go from her. It's not going to go further to the child. But if a mother is somewhere and she has a child that she really loves and that she is open for cure, so to speak, I don't want to use the word, but she's open for treatment, then I can very, very easily go through her and see through her what is wrong with the child. I do this several times, you know, with mothers, and they have sick children who have gone to doctors, but it doesn't quite work so well with the medication and everything, and they're absolutely desolated what to do. And then I'm just working through the parent, and somehow it works over to the child, and the child is kind of straightening itself out.
Yes, and you know, I wanted to bring up another topic about the environment today and what is going on with the foods that we eat, because I see this over and over again, that the largest amount of toxins today are coming from what we put in our mouth. And they're disguising the labels in the stores. When you go and you eat a piece of fish in a restaurant and they say it's farm-raised, well, that sounds so nice, raised on a farm. Well, what that really means is they put it in a toxic tank. That's what I'm going to call it, a toxic tank, and they breed these fish, and they're more toxic than the ones coming out of the oceans and the lakes and streams. So, I have a little story about something that applies to everybody here. And I was at Emory University Hospital visiting a relative of mine, and my relative's doctor had asked me about this machine and wanted to see it, so I sat down with him and gave him a quick demonstration. And he said to me, after being a doctor for 40-some-odd years, getting ready to retire, he said, "This is the most sophisticated piece of equipment I have ever seen in my life." He said, "We buy one little box for $65,000 in our hospital and only does one function. This does everything."
Yeah.
So he said, "I was wondering if you could treat my daughter, you know, take a look at her and put her on the machine." And I said, "I'd be happy to, but don't tell me what's wrong with her, because then, you know, you won't see how well this works."
Yeah.
So within the hour, she came down to the hospital. We hooked her up, and the machine basically told her that she had really, really out of control depression, a metabolism problem, weight management problem, constipation, and severe migraine headaches. And once the machine said that, she said, "That's amazing, because that's exactly what's going on. But my father and his doctor friends have been trying to diagnose me for 20 years, and they haven't been able to put together the pieces of what's going on or what caused it." So she said, "Does the machine say what caused it?" And I said, "Well, it says that you were poisoned by aspartame, the artificial sweetener that's in
what
we eat today." And again, her jaw dropped, and she said to me, "That's unbelievable. 20 years ago when the symptoms started, I began drinking these diet drinks."
Wow, that's terrible. Yeah.
Yes. And so she called me a couple of days later when the machine said she to just stop putting anything in her mouth artificial like that, the chemicals, and to replenish some of the vitamins that had been lost in her system. And she was like a new person. She was so happy. And her father, the doctor, couldn't do enough to help me or do whatever I needed, because he was so thrilled for his 34-year-old daughter. Now she had a life again, you know.
Yeah, I can see that. And what we do not realize, that symptoms like depression, it can come from metal poisoning. And nowadays you have the metal in makeup, for instance, in lipstick, and some lipsticks quite a lot. And, of course, this goes right into our bloodstream, and we get poisoned. I think everyone should go to a medical doctor who does the detox once in a while. It will be very, very good for them. And I even have heard of small children who have been metal poisoned, and no one knows why. Maybe it's the food, maybe it's the air. I have no idea, but I heard it just a couple of days ago. A mother told me how her little son, just 6 years old, he was toxic. I mean, he had to be detoxed from metal poisoning.
Yes, and one thing that everybody should do when they have the time and the money is to get their metal fillings out of their mouth, because that goes right into your blood system the rest of your life. And those of us that were born in a time, I must have had 60 of them in my mouth. I mean, I had them all taken out, and you have to go to a specialist, a dentist that does that holistically, because if you don't, you'll be in more trouble than you were before, because when they take it out, it'll all go into your system, you know.
Like everything else, some react more than others. You know, some of us can handle it, others cannot handle it as much. And Joanne, I think we're going to do a little healing meditation. I promise that in each program. And we only have about 10 minutes left, so we will end with the meditation. Joanne, can you give your email address one more time so we can reach you after the show?
Yes, again, that's medicalenergetics@gmail.com. And if you want some detailed information about the machine, just go to www.qxsubspace.com. And thank you so much again for having me on your show, Alan. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. And one more time, I'm going to play music by Stephen Halpern. And I thank Stephen Halpern for allowing me to use his beautiful music in my meditations. And you can reach Stephen Halpern at www.stephenhalpern.com. So thank you, everyone. But stay here. Stay tuned. This is very, very nice music. And the power of the healing meditation is very, very powerful. So begin to relax now. And Joanne, don't fall asleep. But everyone, begin to relax. And feel how the relaxing power is coming in through your feet. And it goes up your legs, all the way up through your leg, into your spine, up your spine. And now you breathe wonderful energy, wonderful healing energy. You breathe in beautiful energy. You are so relaxed now, so relaxed. And the healing and relaxing feeling goes up your neck and into your head, where it swirls around a little bit, and I brush off your head now. And you take a deep breath. Within you there is a place that knows all and sees all, and that is your inner light. That's your core light. That's the truth of the one that you are. You are so relaxed. So very, very relaxed. And way up high above you, there are stars, twinkling, shining stars. Know the stars are there for you. Yes, they're all there for you, and they're all sending you energy this very, very moment. Each star is sending you a ray of light, and the light is now entering your body, entering your head, going in through your head all the way down into your chest area, where it rotates faster and faster and faster, and it throws out all darkness, should you have it. And we are now restoring all and everything that is of the good within you. And the light is now going further into your body. And it lights up. And it freshens you. Sense of it energy. In every where within you begin to feel more and more at ease, and suddenly, like all darkness has disappeared, take a deep breath, and you are surrounded by white light. Light is now stronger and stronger than you ever experienced it before. You say yes, yes, yes to healing energy to enter your body everywhere. You are so relaxed now, so very, very relaxed. You are so at ease, so very, very much at ease. Yes, within you, there is a place that knows all and sees all. But so at ease, so very, very much at ease now. You are so relaxed, so very much. Yes, you know who you are. You're a child of the light, and that light is shining within you more and more and more and more and more. Know who you are, child of the light. You're a child of the light. And now you feel so good about yourself. So very, very good about yourself. Take a deep breath now. And you know that you are okay. Know you are okay. And now I would like to thank everyone for coming with me today. And I would like to say, next week we have a guest. It's James Tucker. Everyone in South Florida will know James Tucker. And he will be at 3 o'clock next week on the 19th, on Tuesday the 19th. Thank you, everyone, from Helena Steiner-Hornstein.